help pick the numbers.
Again.
I help pick the numbers.
Again.
I help pick the numbers.
The more I watch, the more beautiful she becomes. I must meet her.
Oh, her name is Jackie Harris. She's divorced, part owner of a diner, lives in a small town called Landford. And in high school, she was spirit captain. Whatever that is.
Lovely. We are going to Landford. Where is Landford?
What doesn't kill us is making us stronger. We're gonna last longer than that greatest wall in China. Oh, that rabbit with a drum. If there's one thing that I've heard while waiting for my turn, it's that in each latch of a rainfall, but you also get some sun. And we'll make out better than okay. Hear what I say. Yeah, any day.
Say hi to Dad. Yeah, I love you too. I miss you too. Yeah, I really love you too. This is DJ. DJ Connor. Bye. Oh, God! That's it! It's it! Dating, hell, hell, dating. It's the same. It's not different. Yeah, I thought that I had been to the dark side of dating, Roseanne, but I was wrong. He whined me all night long about how his ex-wife was trying to soak every last dime from him, and then he waited for me to pick up the check. So that makes me Jackie the loser magnet.
Well, now at least you're going after guys that are ambitious enough to date you for your money.
You don't even know, Roseanne. You've never had to date.
Oh, please. Dating's just like hunting. You get lucky, you go home early.
I don't need a man. I am financially secure. I am emotionally stable. I have my Andy. I have my family.
What about sex?
I am so through with that. I'm giving up on the whole mess. I'm getting rid of my short skirts and my heels and my makeup and my tweezers. And, I'm free. I'm a free woman. I feel great. I'm going to go upstairs and get my son, and we're going to go home and start our new life.
You want to stay over?
Yeah. Yeah. No matter how much money you've got. Like, I don't consider doing the catch-ups work. You see? It's more like a challenge.
No, it's work, Jackie, and I'm no longer up to that challenge.
Can you help me? I mean... can you help? Sorry. Is there something that I could get for you?
Lunch.
Uh-huh.
Yes, lunch.
We have no real specials, but without getting too personal, could I recommend the double loose meat combo? It comes with a drink, so that's your best buy.
I don't know what that is, but, I'll try it if you say so, Jackie.
How did you know my name?
I saw you on television and I had to meet you.
Oh, really?
I'm Carlos Charmaine. I'm from Moldavia.
Oh, Moldavia. Oh, I've heard of Moldavia.
Davia. I watch that Carmen Sandiego show.
It's one of my favorite shows as well.
Oh, really? Well, what do you do there in Moldavia, Carlos?
Well, actually, I'm a prince.
A prince?
The prince of Moldavia.
The prince of Moldavia. Okay. I have a duke and duchess waiting on their fries, and so I will be right back. Okay? Loser, loser, loser. See, this guy is looking really good, and then he goes and tells me he's a prince. Can you believe that?
Well, give him a chance, Jackie. I mean, if he was a big loser, he would have told you he was the king.
Well, Sam, where'd you put the... Oh, my God. Prince Carlos. The only straight man in the world that can get away with wearing purple.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that guy's for real?
Well, hello.
No, it's not possible.
Oh, look, trust me to point out royalty, and I will trust you to point out rodeo stars.
He can't be a prince. He has no scepter, no entourage. Except for that double-wide limousine out there with the little flags on the antennas.
Oh, my God, he's a prince. And he came here to see me.
Oh, no, what if you're supposed to be a virgin?
God, I forgot to get him some water.
You're blocked.
No. Please. This always happens. There's no easy way to tell someone you're a prince.
cough.
This is my sister,
Roseanne Connor of the Lanford Connors.
My pleasure. And may I say that television does neither of you justice.
Oh, that's so sweet, even if you are just blowing smoke.
That's Leon Karp.
Mr. Karp.
Hi. My husband is not going to believe this.
Jackie, at the risk of seeming forward, I would like to ask for the pleasure of your company at dinner.
Oh, no, that's not forward at all. That's right.
Oh, what she said.
I thought perhaps we would go to one of my favorite eating places.
Oh, my God, you have a favorite eating place in Lanford? We don't.
No, I was thinking of Manhattan. We'll take my plane, if that's all right with you.
Oh, well, I don't know, Carlos.
Well, what she means is that she doesn't know you, so in the tradition of royalty and the dating game, I should chaperone.
Well, of course, you're welcome to join us, I insist. And bring the rest of your family as well. Whatever makes Jackie happy.
Oh, I think that makes her happy.
Oh, I'm happy!
And I'll get Darlene and David to watch little Andy and Jerry, and that'll make me happy.
Well, you guys have fun. I'll be... home, sitting in the tub, listening to Mahler and brooding.
Hey, can our cousin Leon come too?
Of course, the more the merrier.
Oh, boy.
I'll make the arrangements. Until tomorrow.
Even the commode is exquisite. It has one of those delightful old-world spritzing devices.
The only thing we're missing is people riding in coach to feel superior to.
You know, this pillow is goose down filled. I just want to bite it.
So, what do you want? you guys want to do first when we get to New York?
Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but me and Leon are going down to the village to get something pierced. Yeah, and then we'll all head over to Saturday Night Live and see if they've figured out when to end their skits yet.
I want to go to the Cotton Club, sing a hot jazz tune with the boys in the band, be part of the Harlem Renaissance.
We'll drop you off.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Carlos. My God. I will definitely get this dry cleaned. Oh, that is gorgeous. Thank you so much.
Well, New York gets rather chilly this time of year.
And it matches perfectly what I have on.
I bought several of them. I picked that one out when I saw what you were wearing. They're all for you.
Oh, I don't know what to say. Carlos, I know that you only saw me on television for 8 seconds. And I have been told that I do make a very strong first impression, especially in a dress. But what exactly was it?
You seem so real. Your look, your smile. The way your hair touches your eyelash. And your voice. When I heard your voice, I had to find you. I helped pick the numbers.
You do a good lead.
Now, let's get it on over there, Prince. Wow, this is incredible. So give me the dirt on your family. What is it? Adultery, alcoholism, bleeders?
Roseanne.
Isn't she fun? Well, actually, if you wouldn't find it too boring, I have some home movies.
Oh, great.
Here's some of the royal family. That's the Queen Mother.
Oh, sweet.
Well, now, is she the queen or the mother of the queen?
We've been trying to figure that out for centuries. We just sort of let them both sit there. Here's the coronation of my father, King Carlos the Ninth. He was a great king. He died a few years ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Was he beheaded?
Well, now, if the king died, why aren't you the king?
In my country, the queen rules after the king's death.
Viva Moldavia!
Here's my aunt, Princess Marguerite. She has a great personality, makes all of her own clothes, and just loves horses.
Well, she's not exactly postage stamp material, now is she?
Look at the parade! So, is this some big national holiday?
No, that's when I got an A on my report card. Oh. Here's the wedding of my brother to Princess Bergeson. We call her Bergie. It was a beautiful affair. We had Sir George Schulte conducting the National Orchestra.
Dan and I had the Belinda Zielinski vibe.
We are approaching the airport. Everyone, please return to your seats and fasten your seatbelts.
Look, Jackie, New York City is lit up just for you.
You know what? I'm so happy I almost believe that.
I say we bust the Statue of Liberty!
God, this is so beautiful. I just can't believe it.
How much did this cost?
Don't answer her.
I don't mind. 7 norums.
Guys, Empire State Building.
Oh, I read that if you drop a marshmallow off the top, you could kill someone.
Man, what a brutal way to go.
Excuse me, sweetheart. I'm with the prince. I'd like a gin and tonic.
They're playing our song.
Oh, we have a song.
Shall we dance?
Thank you.
Thank heaven, I've been dying to tell you what I heard in the powder room.
Well, I hope it wasn't, hey, lady, you're in the men's room.
No, I heard that a certain prince has a questionable reputation. He's been linked with everyone from Princess Stephanie to Marky Post.
So what? Jackie's been linked with everyone from the meter man to that photographer just passing through town. What's the difference?
Roseanne, I know I'm about to violate the entire foundation of our 6-year relationship, but dance with me.
Oh, Leon, I hoped you'd never ask.
Come on, Roseanne, if you have a good time, you can blame it on the champagne.
Fine, I'll do it. Just keep moving your feet and don't look at me.
Prince is just a regular guy. Kind of needy. He leans on me a lot.
Okay. How about dancing with your poor lonesome old grandma?
Nice timing, Grandma.
Now listen, if an interested gentleman should cut in, you just cha-cha-cha away, all right?
You know one fun thing about being a prince? If I start to dance faster, the band will keep up with me.
Oh, really?
What?
Lost my chance.
I don't know what it is. I can't explain the feeling, but I think I'm in love.
Kill me.
New York. Just like I pictured it. Skyscrapers and everything. Hey, who do you like in that fight between the cabbie and the screaming transvestite?
Man, Central Park is awesome. You know, now that we have the money, we should build a house here.
Oh, yeah. What the New York City skyline really needs is an aluminum-sided tract home with a satellite dish.
Don't wait back. This town is full of grifters and confidence men.
Well, if that wasn't just about the coolest thing I've ever seen...
Your carriage, my lady.
Thank you, my sir.
Shotgun!
Wait, I got shotgun!
I want to sit in the middle like Audrey Hepburn at Breakfast at Tiffany's.
No, oddly enough, this smells better than a regular cab.
DJ, get in the back. I want to sit in the front so I can do tricks with the whip.
Roseanne, may I have a word with you?
Yes, of course, Carlos. But, I mean, it was only an ashtray and there was a million of them laying around.
Roseanne, I think you know the great affection I have for you and your entire family.
Oh, well, we think you are one hell of a prince.
It's just that I wanted to ride alone with Jackie.
She really likes you.
And I really like her.
Well, how are we supposed to know for sure that this isn't just another one of your royal flings?
Roseanne, if all I wanted was to have a fling with your sister, do you think I would have invited your entire family?
Bang, 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 went the trolley. Ring, 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 went the bell.
Well, you do have a point there, Carlos. But I'll tell you what, I don't care if you're a prince or whatever you are, as long as you are decent to my sister, because she's the only one I've got, and she's been through enough.
You have my word. My royal word.
Everybody out of the cab! This one's for Jackie and Carlos!
What in the face?
Come on, mother.
Shall we?
Let's shall. You know, Carlos, these kind of perfect days don't usually happen to me. Or any kind of perfect day, as a matter of fact.
Jackie, words can't express the effect you've had on me. I feel as though I've known you my entire life.
Go,
God, I love this town!